The Louvre Museum in Paris is trying to right a decades-old wrong. It has designated two rooms for paintings looted by Nazis. Those paintings' owners have never been found. The museum says the exhibit is part of a continuing effort to find the rightful owners of the artworks. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
The 31 paintings are French, Italian, and Flemish, eclectic works from various periods. They were once destined for the personal collections of Nazi officials and the art museum Hitler was planning in Austria. Louvre curator Vincent de Lieuvin says the display is a reminder that the museum is still looking for the paintings' owners.
The paintings are hung closely and intimately to evoke a private home, because we also want these rooms to serve as a place of memory, where people can come and reflect on this terrible time in history, where Jewish families fled and their artworks were stolen.
86-year-old Colette Griot has come to see the collection.
I lived through the war when I was a child, and it has marked my whole life. At school, I had a Jewish friend who wore the Star of David.
Valerie Sutter is a visiting French teacher from Florida.
I find this fascinating, that they're still looking and that they're still hoping to find the owners. I find that very touching, very worthy.
Others are not so sure. Corinne Hershkovitz is a lawyer who helps families find and retrieve stolen artwork. She says this exhibit is awful because it offers no historical context, and the Louvre has only become proactive in the last few years.
They've done too little, too late. And then there's often been this whole sentiment of, why are you coming to bother the museum with this 50, 60 years later?
Today, the Louvre holds 800 stolen or forced sale paintings whose owners are unknown. During the Second World War, around 100,000 artworks were taken from France by the Nazis. Some 60,000 were recovered right after the war. 45,000 of those were immediately reclaimed by their owners. Then everything slowed to a halt in the 50s, says Hershkovitz.
Jews wanted to reintegrate into French society, and the French wanted to forget about the collaboration. So there was a kind of consensus to pull a veil over all of this.
Hershkovitz says that changed with the next generation, and in the 1990s, there was a raising of consciousness worldwide over the issue. 44 countries signed international protocols for the identification and return of stolen art in 1998. Soon after, the French government created a commission to actively search for the artwork's rightful owners. And with the internet, the French Culture Ministry's vast database of stolen artworks, including photos, has become available to everyone. That's how American Chris Bromberg found his grandfather's paintings.
Bonjour.
In a ceremony last week in Paris, the French culture minister Françoise Nyssen returned a 16th-century Flemish painting to Bromberg. The French government returned another of Bromberg's grandfather's paintings to him in 2016.
There's this feeling of thanks and gratitude that is more valuable than the paintings themselves. It's the society that I want to take my hat off to, that allows this kind of event to take place.
Despite many lost years, Nyssen promised France would fight relentlessly for the return of Nazi-looted artworks to their owners. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.